Bei Rabbe steht mir das Zeich, das steht bei Rabbe, tut dem auch. Also jetzt, wenn man kann das lernen, wo ich immer meine, ich tue mir was, die du hast lernen, wo ich lehre. Hey. So Rashi says, not very much. Die Schnee bei Rabbe, wir haben gedacht, wir haben so ein Schluch lekadisch, Schluch lekadisch. By the inferences, but the shtei benoisai, they don't have to be the anakdolos, they're kanis. But by bonim kanim, you can't, the father can be kaddish them, kaddish in their behalf. So it must be talking about their shluchim. So that's the shayla. The gobos are nice and the makabal, learning that, the Gemara doesn't really elaborate what's the side of the shayla. The gobos are nice and the makabal, so there is a pruto. But do we go after the parties involved? It's two Mekachim and two Miskachis. And it's only half a foot each. So let's see Taisus. Shteben is after Shtebonne. I'm reading the Mari, but Bonne is Kanis. Now, Kiddushin the Av, the Kiddushin the Avnin, the Big Dailus. The Av Makabal Kiddushin Tere Shlichus, Pshita the Boy Putul Kalachas. Shliach Leodif, Mimishalchin. And he says, in Shlichus, it's not sad to say that if there's one shliach for two people, you should only need one pruta. The shliach can't be better than the mishalech. Each mishalech is a shliach on behalf of each mishalech. You need a pruta per mishalech. Which leads Taisus, therefore, to go on and say, the bus nice in the gum, a lot of dafka. She had nice in a kochuk, but there's shlichus bana huba. The boss and noisin as lino and have a boy stay putas, kill a bonum batsman makachim. If that's the case, then you have to say that the boss and noisin the Gemara is lab dafka because the father is for sure, the father of the sons is for sure only a shliach. And the side is like other shliach and mishalchai. So on the makadish side, on the man's side, how about it is two makachim? The fact that there's one shliach doesn't change that. If we would go boss and noisin, a body would have to have two putas. And if you have to say that boss and noisin is altogether lab dafka. The Gemara's Shaila, if you go Bosan Noisin and Makabal, Bosan Noisin really is Lav Dafka. It means Bosan Makabal. And only Bosan Makabal. And there's one Makabal. The father's the Makabal for the two daughters. Maybe you only have to have one Putu. The Shem Ein Locha Shela Shi Makabal HaMakabal Shoma Putu. Tzorach Lehman Shabir Leizim and Kmei Rochel Yuvim Velei Elishim and Dim Blaken Havik Dushin Shalim Tzul Labir. Okay, that's a separate thing. So that's Taisus. She just said Taisus, Bosanoisin is Ladavka, because Loyod of Shliach me Mishalcha. Taisus reads Mashmud is Chaylik. Taisus read. Doesn't say that much, but Taisus read. Sounds like he learns that Bosanoisin of Makabal is, says really Beferish. Bosanoisin of Makabal is Noisin of Makabal. That's what he speaks at. You go Bosanoisin, and there's two Noisin. If you go Bosanoisin, the Shliach, then there's one Noisin. Rashi doesn't say that much. Shutoi Rashi's silence, I think, would indicate that he holds like the Tesis Rid. If Bosanoisin of Makabal is Dafka, you know, if Bosanoisin is Lav Dafka, that Rashi should speak out. If Bosanoisin means Bosanoisin, that Rashi didn't have to say. I would think that Rashi holds like the Tesis Rid, if Bosanoisin of Makabal. So what's that of Shatel? Let's assume that Rashi is Chaylik on Tesis. I think it would be convenient to assume that Rashi is, we know that Tzvid is Chalik. I think it's convenient to assume that's Rashi. So what about Tzvid's title? Le'od of Shliach and Mishalcha. Is Rashi Chalik and that's what? Le'od of Shliach and Mishalcha. We don't really have a handle too much on what's going on in the world together, but I think that in Rashi there's a way around the problem of Le'od of Shliach. The Torah sounds good, Le'od of Shliach, Shluch and Shlom Kemaisa. Maisel shliach only acting on behalf of the mishalech. So if there's two bonim, let's say we'll call them Reuben and Shimon, and Yaakov is the father, he's giving the kiddushin. Yaakov is the shliach. He doesn't have to be a father, any shliach. Svar lechar is acting like other shliach and mishalech. He's a shliach on behalf of the two people. So however you look at shliachos, the maisel he's acting as a separate shliachos on behalf of each. Like why should they combine? But altogether, if a person takes lessons by other shliach and mishalech, b'chal, if a person is acting as a shliach on behalf of two people, that's one act. Lechar is two separate acts. Reuben made him a shliach, Shimon made him a shliach. Now he's a shliach for both. So he goes and he says, I mean, Makadosh for Reuben and for Shimon. That's one Maisa Kiddushin or two. Well, there's two Maisa Kiddushin. He's a shliach for two different people. He has to say for Reuben and for Shimon. So how does it even combine? Yeah, that's up to him. The father's side, he didn't realize how it combines. He's the father of Rachel, he's the father of Leah, he's been the Kabbalah, turn power to him, but the Maisa he's doing acting separately on behalf of Rachel, separately on behalf of Leah. The whole thing is very hard to understand. But anyway, Tosis, I think there's a way around, according to Rashi at least, there's a way around Tosis' objection of Le'odif Shliach Mi Mishachai. Let's assume that's a good sort, Le'odif that Rashi maybe agrees to that sort, Le'odif Shliach Mi Mishachai. Hard to imagine somebody arguing on this one. Anybody have any thoughts? Why Rashi might not be upset about the Le'odif Shliach Mi Mishachai? Elam did this together? I'm not even sure Elam did this together. No, it doesn't matter. We'll do it together. There's not so much here. There's not so much. There's no Bible claimants. This is it. This is the Gemara. Rishayim is also very little, which is really surprising. I think you know about it as much as I know. I just thought about it a little longer.
Can I explain the question? Tosis uses that star in Bod of Shem Shachal to explain why it's bonus katanos, right?
That's step one. It must be katanos. And then he says, well, what about the Basar Eisen part? There he's for sure a shliach. So how can the Gemara have the Basar Eisen as Lino? So he's forced to say, we talk about Basar Eisen. But the Gemara said Basar Eisen and Makabal, it doesn't really mean Basar Eisen and Makabal. It means Basar Makabal Lechud. But what it says in this Tosis is that the Gemara's suffix is, maybe we just look at the Makabal. That's the Mishnah Melech. I told you, the Mishnah Melech talks about, you know, he has various cases where Mitzad the Mishalech, there's no Putta, but Mitzad the Noisim, Mitzad the Makadish, there's no Putta, there's less than a Putta, but Mitzad the Miskadesh, there is a Putta, let's say. He's a Putta, I know the Putta, she's not, but he has various scenarios. And he points to this Tosis, you see that we don't care if the Noisim doesn't have to give a Putta, the Miskadesh has to get a Putta. That's what it says in this Tosis, plus a Noisim lab that. Meaning, the Chayyid of Pshat and Tosis is, Tosis goes there with Binyan. First he says, so the father over here can't be a shliach, he's acting rather as the father of Katanos. Then Tosis the father, what about the Basar Noisin part? So Tosis' answer is that really that Basar Noisin is lavdak, we only look at the Makabel. And maybe this should be spoken out also. I don't think that this far that Tosis says that we only look at the Makabel and not at the Noisin, I don't think it's only on the side of the Gemara that Basar Noisin and Makabel is linon. On the side that Basar did two as linon, we also only look at the Makabelim and not the Noisin. So there's no nafkamina. There's always more. If you're going to look at the Basar Ditu, at the people involved in the marriages, there's always at least as many women as there are men involved in this multiple marriages. You know, I can imagine a scenario where there are more women than men involved. Maybe one man is being with either several women, but there's not going to be more men than women. So the number of putois is going to be, if it's Basar Ditu, it means the number of women is going to determine the number of putas. But in Svara, Tais is basically saying, the Mitzadah Mekadesh, we don't need a putta. You need that she should get a putta, we don't need that he should give a putta. He doesn't have to give a putta. He just has to do something that she should get a putta. So therefore, the Bayim Gemara really could be rewritten as Basar Mekabel Azlinon, a Basar Ditu, or do we go after the number of women who are being miscatches? And then the man's side is really not relevant to the number of putos at all. That's Shitas HaTosis. But he gets to it because of this svar, that Le'odav Shliach Mishachal. The Mashmois in Rashi is not that way. I mean, again, Rashi just a silence. The silence of Rashi, Mechor is eloquent. We know the Tosis read is Chaylok and Tosis, so it's not like nobody's Chaylok and Tosis. We know the Tosis read is Chaylok and Tosis. Shtikas Rashi is Mashmi, he read the Gemara Kipshutta. It was a Noisin and Makabal, we need a putta for the Noisin, putta for the Makabal. And Pshat the Gemara is Basar Noisin and Makabal. Do we look at the father of the boys and the father of the girls? So there's one father and there's one father, there's one Noisin and one Makabal. In fact, Tosis, if you're ready, if you need a putta on the man's side, so how can the house, so then there's number, there's, then there's many men. There's one Shliach. The fact that there's one Shliach for many men doesn't make it all of a sudden Kiddushin of one person. It's Kiddushin of many people acting through a Shliach. So what could we say for Rashi? This svar is a good svar. Other shliach mishachir. Well, what could we say on behalf of Rashi? Again, assuming that Rashi is chaylik rov, what could we say on behalf of Tosis?
Must understand shlichos differently.
So maybe we could say it's an issue of shlichos. Some big issue of shlichos. Rashi doesn't have this over other shliach mishachir. I would rather not go that road because You know, they want to make it like a shas and shikra, and people always want to try to avoid that if you don't have to. I think we could deal with it more locally. Oh, so maybe say this. No, that's good for Tosfos. That would explain why only she has to get a putta, he doesn't have to give a putta. I think this is the way to go. Let's go back to the Sigurd of the Kanani for a second. We had a Gemara before in the Medal that the Makadosh doesn't have to give the putta at all, somebody else can give the putta. Right? We did have a Kanani. So Rashi Shita is, and Machlekes the Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi Shita is that Kiddushin Medina Beknayni is only works on what condition? That he's also a shliach. Let's say Reuven is the Makadosh. Reuven is marrying Rachel, but Shimon gives Rachel a putta that she should be married to Reuven. So Rashi Shita is, and that works Medina Beknayni. That's the one Medina Beknayni. Rashi adds that Shimon has to be a shliach. If Shimon is not a shliach, it doesn't go. So you have to have two things working together. You have to have shlichus, and together with that, you also have to have midin eved k'nayni. According to Rashi, neither one alone will do the work. He has to be a shliach, but that's not enough. You also need midin eved k'nayni. And midin eved k'nayni is not enough. He also has to be a shliach. We saw the Ritva's chaluk. The Ritva said, one or the other. If he's a shliach, you don't need eved k'nayni. If you have eved k'nayni, you don't need shlichus. So we talked about that a lot. So how do we understand Rashi? What are the two things do? What, you need shlichus plus you have to have midin eved k'nayni. Well, what do you need both things? If he's a shliach, that's the Ritva's time. If he's a shliach, then he acts as a shliach, but he'll also have to have midin eved k'nayni. So I said at the time, I thought the pshat in Rashi is that there's two issues. There's one issue mitzad the ma'isa kiddushin. So that the ma'isa kiddushin eved k'nayni doesn't help. Eved k'nayni has nothing to do with the ma'isa kiddushin. Shimon can't do the Nesinus HaKesef, which is the Ma'is HaKidushin, on behalf of Reuven, unless he's a Shliach. So that's accomplished by Shlichus. So what's the issue of Eved K'nayni? Why do you also have to have Medin Eved K'nayni? So I said, because there's another issue. Besides the issue of the Ma'is HaKidushin, there's another issue that you have to be, that there's a svara to say that the Mekadosh has to be Chaser in order that she should be Mishtabda to Miknayin Afsha. That was Rashi's shita in the whole sugya there in the Menachem. That the subtext of the sugya is that when she gets the kesef, she's mishtabed miknayin afshim. She's mishtabed because she gets something, and that's the need of both of Arav and of miknayin. The issue of Arav is, well, she's not actually getting that. No, somebody else is getting that. No, is she mishtabed? That's also the issue of miknayin. He's not, the mekadosh not really being chaser. Somebody else is being chaser. Is she mishtabed to the person who's not chaser? That I need the din of Arav on the one hand, and I need the din of Eved K'nayni on the other. He nailed it down in the Tzrichasa, because Rashi learns that the Gemara makes it Tzrichasa, that the Rashi learns that Tzrichasa was going on all of the cases. The Tzrichasa is both in the case of Arav and in the case of Eved K'nayni. The Tzrichasa is going on both. And the Tzrichasa is in terms of Tavla Meitav Tandu, Gemiras Das, how easily is she Mishtabedes Nasha, maybe by Kiddushin she's more easily Mishtabedes. More easily Gemeres Das, maybe by Mecher, less easily, maybe by Seversius, Yoiv L'Machilu, that was the background to that. We saw from that that Rashi learns that the issue in the sugya is how easily is she Mishabda Nafsha? If she not, if she doesn't get any Hanok, maybe she's not Mishabedis. No, we didn't always say no, she's Mishabedis, even though she did not get the Hanok herself, however that works. And we didn't have a Knaini means, even though he wasn't Chaser, the Reuven, the bridegroom over here wasn't Chaser, so maybe she's not Mishabedis to him. Eved K'nayni says, no, she could be mishtabedes to somebody who was not chaser. That's what we learned. That's Rashi's take on the din of Eved K'nayni. And the Ritva has a different halakha than Eved K'nayni. No, it's only done in the Ma'is HaKiddushin. The person who does the Ma'is HaKiddushin has to also own the money. So how do you work that? So Shimon's a shliach, and he's doing the Ma'is HaKiddushin. So it's good that it's, so it's enough that it's his money. But if he's not a shliach, then Reuven's doing the Kiddushin. If Reuven's doing the Kiddushin, so he's not laying out the money. We didn't have a Knani, it's as if he laid out the money. That was Rich's mahalach. But Rashi's mahalach is that there's a separate issue. separate from the Maisa Kiddushin, which is covered by Shlichus, there's a separate issue that the Mekadosh has to be Chaser, and the Chiddush of Erek Naini is that the Mekadosh doesn't have to be Chaser as long as somebody is Chaser. She's Mishabedis, she's Mishtabedis. It doesn't have to be the Mekadosh is Chaser. Shimon could be Chaser. She'll be Mishtabedis, and she'll be Mishtabedis to Reuben. But even after the Erek Naini, it still might remain true that there does have to be somebody who's Chaser. For her to be Mishtabed, somebody has to be Chaser. Without a din of Eveknani, I would say it has to be after the Mekadosh. With din of Eveknani, somebody else will be Chaser. She'll also be Mishtabedis. And she'll be Mishtabedis to whomever Shimon wants her to be Mishtabedis, and she'll be Mishtabedis to Reuben. But there has to be somebody's Chaser in order for her to be Mishtabedis, in order for the kinyan to happen. That's the case. So I think we can have a very good shmak over here in Rashi. The need in the Gemara, you need a pruta because the Mekadosh has to be Chaser pruta. You need a pruta because she has to be nena pruta. So now the bay of the Gemara is, what happens in a case where the father over here, the father of the sons, lays out a pruta. Whose pruta is he laying out? Who does this pruta belong to? Pashtus is the father's pruta. I don't think it's a case where each son gave him a chatzi pruta. But pshuta, the case is the father gave the pruta. The pruta is coming from the father. So the father was chaser pruta. But that's on behalf of the sons. Each one of, you know, if you tie it back to the sons, it's only a half, the father's only chaser, a half pruta per son. But the mice of the father was chaser pruta. Kayetzi v'dover on the side of the girls. The father of the girls is nene a pruta. But it's only a half pruta per girl. So that's the shayla gemara. Because then you have to be chaser pruta. Does it mean you have to be chaser pruta? The person who's chaser has to be chaser pruta, or it means he has to be chaser pruta per mekadosh. Father has to be the on the girl side. He has to be nene pruta. Does it mean he has to be nene pruta period, or he has to be nene pruta per daughter who he's being mekabel, whom he's marrying off? That's the suffolk l'gemar. And if that's the case, then Tosis Taina by other shliach mishafli goes away. The Rod of Shlich Mishachli is a time if we're talking about the Maisa Kiddushin in which there's Shlichus. So then we say, Rod of Shlich Mishachli. Here, the Suffolk of the Gemara about, you know, is he, about the Pruta, the Gemara Suffolk about the Pruta, it's had the Nisin, it's nothing to do with his being a Shlich. Mitzad, the fact that he's a Shlich, I don't care about the Pruta. It doesn't have to be his Pruta Bechal. He has to just do the Maisa Kiddushin. The issue is on the other halach, because that's what we see in the Gemara, Rashi Sheet and the Gemara Nevin Kainit. There's two issues. There's one issue for the Maisa Kiddushin, that's Shlichus. That had nothing to do with who's going to be Chosu the Pruta. Who's going to be Chosu the Pruta is a different inland. Pastors, the Makadah should be Chosu the Pruta. Midin Nevin Kainit, somebody else could be Chosu the Pruta. So here it's working, Midin Nevin Kainit. When the father, it lays out a Pruta on behalf of two sons, on behalf of his two sons. It doesn't really have to be a father. On the son's side, it could be any Shlich. When the Shlich lays out a Pruta on behalf of the two sons. So mitzad the ma'isa kiddushin, that's regular shlichus, and fine, that's regular shlichus. But then there's another issue. Mitzad the pruta. Whose pruta is it? If it will be the son's pruta, so his son will give a pruta, nothing to talk about. But here, it's the shliach's pruta. So the shliach, so the shliach is a, the truth is, it doesn't, you know, you can mama split it up. Because what would be the following case? What would be, You have two sons, Reuben and Shimon, and then there's a shliach giving the money, but the money is neither the shliach's nor the mekadshim's. The money comes from somebody else, the fourth party. That would also work according to Rashi. Why not? The shliach for the ma'aseh kiddushin is one person, and the noisin midin eveknayni, the person who's laying out the money, who's choser midin eveknayni, could be a different person. Well, that would be. Point to Rashi, that would be fine. That would be, the two things are totally separate. You have to have the person giving the money, handing the money, doing the ma'aseh kiddushin has to be a shliach. And then there's another issue. The chayr, the mekadosh should be chaser. We didn't have a knani, somebody else could be chaser. The somebody else does not have to be the shliach himself. You could divide that function. The shliach will give the money, somebody else will be chaser. Right, so that's another. That would make no sense. The whole idea is that the Mekadosh has to lay out his own money. Another crush. According to Rashi, that we didn't have that shlichus and Eved Knani are two different things. You have to be a shlich and Eved Knani because it addresses two different things. Shlichus addresses the Maaseh Kiddushin, and Eved Knani addresses the chaser part of the kiddush. So you can have two different people. You can have these two bonim. Ben one, and Ben two, and then there's a father or any shliach to give the kiddushin. That's the ma'aseh kiddushin. But the puta comes from some ather who provides the puta. That would be fine. And then the gemara's bayah would then be. Basa noisin as lina, the Gemara would have the same bayah. Basa noisin as lina, the basa the two as lina. Meaning, basa noisin would mean whom? Would mean who? We'll plug this case. This is not the case of the Gemara. The Gemara's case is the shliach is the achim. Because the father lays out the money, as fathers usually do. But, so that's the case in the Gemara. But we could theoretically divide, have a similar case where we split it up. So it's a shliach, and somebody else is laying out the money. And we can have the same question of the Gemara, I think. Basar did who as lina? So it's only half a puta per son. Or basar who? Basar whom? The shliach or basar the acher? Who over here would be the equivalent of the nisim? The acher. Because the Gemara's issue is not mitzad the ma'aseh kiddushin. Mitzad the ma'aseh kiddushin is a fine ma'aseh kiddushin. He's a shliach, he's doing a fine ma'aseh kiddushin. The Gemara's issue is mitzad the chaser. Because the sons are only, if you divide the chisorin into the sons, the chisorin is only a half puta per son. But if you look at the chisorin, it's not the person who's actually chaser, so then he is chaser a puta. Well, who's the person who is chaser? The acher. In the Gemara's case, it happens to be that the father is the acher and the shliach together. But so, the nice thing here means the person who's laying out the money. So now the Tosfos Tanya of Le'odav Shliach Min Shachar is not a Tanya at all. Because we're not busy here with Dinei Shlichus. We're busy here with Dinei Chisorin, Dinei Beknaini. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Is the Chisorin, Dinei Beknaini measured by, since it's only a Puto, what do I want? What do I need? Do I need that the person who is being Chaser should be Chaser a Puto? Or that the person who is being Chaser should be Chaser a Puto per person on whose behalf he's being Chaser? In order for it to be Mishabdom Beknaini. That's the take of the Gemara. Stay clear. And it's very, I think it's very geschmack because it parallels the Gemara suffered by the Makabal side. It's much more that it's symmetrical. Basa noisin Makabal is leaning, basa the two as leaning. The two halves of the two halves are symmetrical. If we go basa noisin, we go basa Makabal. If we go basa the bonin, then we go basa the bonis. There's no tzadik. Maybe we go basa the noisin, but basa the bonis, or basa the bonin, but basa the av of the daughters. No, it's a package deal. If you go basa the father, if you go basa, it's nice in the makabel versus bonim and bonis. So it seems like the two halves are symmetrical. Well, that's also very gishma, because on the girl side, there's a similar issue going on. Somebody has to be nene. It doesn't have to be the girls, because it could be. It doesn't have to be the girls. In fact, it's not the girls, because they're bonis kanis. The Torah is mezaka the kesef kiddushin to the father. So the father is the one who gets the kesef kiddushin. The father is the one who's nene. But who's miskadeshes? The girl. So that's the shaila. Do I look at, so the father here has to be nene puta, but does he have to be nene puta period, or does he have to be nene puta per miskadeshes? So that's very similar to the shaila on the other side. It's not arab, it's not midin arab. The father's not getting that midin arab. The father gets that noah because the Torah is mezakim in the case of kiddushin. But it's like the case of the, it's like the baya on the side of the mason in this regard. That when you have to be nene puta, does it mean that you have to be nene puta, or you have to be nene puta per kiddushin? Same thing by dinei beknani. Do you have to be chaser puta, or do you have to be chaser puta per kiddushin? That's the tutsadim of the bai. He's very gishmak. From the fact that Tosfos doesn't say this, Tosfos assumes that basa noisin must be labd afka because lo odav shliach mishachay. I think there's a bigger aglaim with over that Tosfos must hold by the sugi dinei beknani like the ritva. That there's not two different idonim. Shlichus, and then there's Eved Knaini, and one is in the Meister, and one is in the Chisor. We learn more like the Ritva. That Eved Knaini and Shlichus are different ways. If you're a Shliach, you don't have to have Eved Knaini. Once you're a Shliach, and here the father is a Shliach, then you don't need me to Eved Knaini. The Shliach lays out his money, because it's a din in the Meister Kiddushin that you have to lay out your own money. The person who does the Meister Kiddushin lays out his money. You don't have to come on to Eved Knaini for that. So here the father is a shliach. It has nothing to do with Eved Knaini. That's the Ritva Shita. When you're a shliach, you don't need Eved Knaini. You only need Eved Knaini when you're not a shliach. So then the father's, then the Baal's doing the Kiddushin, Reuben's doing the Kiddushin, Shimon's not his Shliach. So then you have to have Eved Kenayani that it says if Reuben laid out the money. But here, where the father is a Shliach, then Eved Kenayani is not part of the discussion. Taisus Nomad Aleph didn't say how we learned the Gemara of Eved Kenayani. There wasn't a Taisus of that. And this Taisus, I think, would be a reliable door where the Taisus holds like Rashi. I think it's very Gishmak, Rashi, Mahalach, and yes, we're building everything in Rashi's silence. But we have a Taisus Rit. It's not like, we have a Taisus Rit. We know there is a reason for Taisus.
Maybe it's
just
kind of mentioned yesterday, the
Rit on Daf Hei,
like Rashi.
Oh, so I think also that maybe Rashi should tell us in another way as well. And that has to do with the symmetry. If you learn Bosa Noisin is Lav Dafka, so there's no symmetry in the Gemara. The whole Bosa Noisin is a red herring. We're just looking at the Makabel. There's no symmetry from the Noisin side and the Makabel side. But if we learn like Rashi's silence seems to indicate, and like the Tosfos read, that Bosa Noisin and Makabel is Dafka, that means the Gemara is saying the two halves of the equation are somehow, they're supposed to be symmetrical. If you go Bosa Noisin, then you go Bosa Makabel. If you go Bosa Makabel, then you go Bosa Noisin. If you go Bosa the Bonim, then you go Bosa the Bonim. If you go Bosa the Bonim, then you go Bosa the Bonim. Go Omer. That's the implication in the Gemara. There's no mix and match. No telling what we should mix and match. We go by the father of the sons, but by the girls, or vice versa. That's not a tzad at all. Well, we had a machlekes in Daf Hei Amud Aleph. When a father is mekabel kedushin for his daughters, what's the gedder hadavar? Who's the baal davar? So, anybody remember about this? It's a long time ago. Who's the baal davar when a father is mekabel kedushin for his daughter? So there's a ritual, but it has to do with the Gemara. The Gemara says that is the kiddushin bal karcha. So Rashi says, what's the case of kiddushin bal karcha? Kesef bal karcha. What? Rashi says when the father's makabel kiddushin. Rashi says that when the father's makabel kiddushin for his daughter. Rashi number base. Hey, number base. Rashi says that when the father's makabel kiddushin for his daughter, that's called bal karcha. The daughter is being miskadeshes against her will. Taisus is chaylik. Taisus says that it's not Rabbeinu Tam. He's chaylik on that. He says it's not called balkarach. Since the father's masking, it's not called balkarach. Then we saw in Rishonim different versions of what Rabbeinu Tam means. So Rishonim say nusach. The Rashi, I think, if I remember correctly, that Rabbeinu Tam means that since the Torah gave the decision over here to the father, so the father's das has been mokum the das of the daughter. It's a weaker version of Rabbeinu Tam, but the Ritva has a stronger version of Rabbeinu Tam, stronger for our purposes. And he says that it's not called Bal Korcha because the daughter is not the Bal Dover. The father is the Bal Dover. The daughter is the Dover Anikne, but the father is the Bal Dover. So it's not Bal Korcha. If you buy a table, it's not Bal Korcha the table. The Bal Dover would agree. See, the Bal Dover is the father. If you hold like the Ritva, let's say. That the father is the baal davar, so then there's no symmetry at all between the girl side and the man side. And the girl side, the father is the baal davar. The only thing is this: he's selling wholesale. Today he's doing wholesale. He has his multiple daughters that he's giving over for kiddushin. But the baal davar is the father, and the girl side. And the boy side, rather, it is two different baal dover. Each son is a different baal dover. It's regular shlichus. So how can the Gemara equate them all together? Like, just because let's say for argument's sake that we don't need to put the per girl. You don't need to put the per girl because you only need to put the per party concerned. There's only one party. But on the boy side, maybe you still need to put the per baal dover. It wouldn't be symmetrical. What's the Gemara? How's the Gemara making a symmetry over here? You go Bosa Nois and you go Bosa Makabel. They're not Doime B'chal, it's apples and oranges. The Makabel is the Baal Dover. The Nois over here is not the Baal Dover. Whoever he is, the Shliach, the Chosser. But he's not the Baal Dover. So how does the Gemara put them together? Kilum Nois and Makabel are they go together. Yeah, the answer is, Taisus learns that Bosa Nois and Makabel is not Dafka. We're not even looking at the Nois, we're only looking at the Makabel. We're really not busy with the man at all. We're only busy with the Makabel side. Rashi, if we'll say that Rashi learning the Sugya Dafka, that Nois and Makabel is the Dafka, So we want it to be symmetrical. But the answer is, for Rashi, it is very symmetrical, because Rashi learns the Gemara, she's the Baal Dover. It's called Baal Kochi, but Rashi means she is the Baal Dover. The Torah just was a mezak of the father. The father could be, I think the Lashon of the Gemara in Kiddushin was, he's a shliach Baal Kocha. The father had, the Torah empowered the father to do the Maisa Kiddushin for her. The father can act on her behalf to do the Maisa Kiddushin. The father is Zaych in the Kesef Kiddushin, so he is the one who gets the Hano. But the Baal Dover is her. Well, that's exactly symmetrical to what you have on the boy side. The Bali Dover are the boys. But somebody else, somebody else is able to be chaser on their behalf. So just like the father, the Torah empowered the father to be Nene, and that does the Kesef Kiddushin, but the Bali Dover of the Kiddushin are the girls. So on the boy side, the Torah empowered the Acher, Medina Beknaini, to be chaser, but the Bali Dover are the two boys. So that's the Shali. This halacha, that you have to be chaser and that you have to be Nene, does that mean you have to be chaser? What is it, a pruta? What does it mean you have to be chaser, a pruta, per kiddushin that you are doing? Exactly the same as we have on the girl side. Does the father have to be nene, a pruta? Or does he have to be nene, a pruta, per miskadeshes? Yeah, okay, that's it. Okay, we're trying to go on as much as we can.
How's everything that the Russians are in business?